Today I got time, girls.
Hey, you guys. Make sure y'all can see me first. Make sure this page is muted. How are you guys doing? Let me know if y'all can see me here. Let's see. It says I'm live. Let's see. How is everybody? Okay, cool. Cool. Everybody can see me. 0305 is in the house. Okay, ratchet ass Florida's in the house. That's what's up. I'm here rocking my Marvel sweatshirt. Shout out to my girl Vicky from the Bronx. I had posted some pictures on Instagram. So, you know, I'm Team Marvel. So she sent me this after I got out the hospital. And I was scared it wasn't going to fit because it's a medium. You know, and I got some big titties. But guess what? Charla got cheekbones and big eyes. It fit. Anyways, I hope you guys are doing good today. Thank you guys so much for joining me on this Monday. It is snowing up here in Minnesota. So yes, that fall weather is definitely over, honey. But I hope you guys are doing good. Let's see here. Katrina Lawson sent $19.99. Thank you so much for the super sticker, sis. I really appreciate you. Thank you for coming through. Shout out new member, Chio. Thank you so much for joining the membership. So yeah, we had a really good time. We did the movie night. We watched the Skeleton Key. Y'all are a mess. Okay, that chat had me just cracking up. It made the movie not as scary because y'all had too many jokes. But I really enjoyed myself, and we're definitely going to do it again. We'll do another pick. But I just like how interactive the Discord has become. There's another person who started their Discord for their social media following, KJ. He started his, I want to say maybe 2 or 3 weeks before I started mine. He kind of encouraged me to start my Discord, but he's getting ready to shut his down because of all the trolling and mess that's going on. We don't have that problem. So I'm just really happy that the Discord has grown and there has not been any major issues. So, you know, hopefully he'll keep his Discord running. But yeah, once you let anybody and everybody on, it does just bring all types of different energy. So he's threatening to shut his down. He sent an email today. I'm like, whew, thank God the tea sippers don't have that issue around these parts. So anyways, you guys, thank y'all for joining me. Y'all love the bayang? Not the bayang. The bang. Thanks, you guys. Let me see here. Darius Carter says, I'm going to watch it on playback, looking fine as hell with them bangs. Keep spilling tea, bringing knowledge. Saw the Fed talking about launching a digital dollar today. Thank you so much for coming through and definitely check me on the playback. I appreciate the super chat. Thank you. Let's see here. Sean Gorgeous says, what's up, T? First time super chatter here. But did you hear that Tory Lanez bodyguard spilled the tea about what happened that night? No, I have not heard that yet, but I would definitely look into that. Hopefully, you know, he's telling the truth, because like I said, I'm neither team anybody at this point. I'm just team truth. So I'll definitely look further into that. So thank you so much for the super chat. Let's see here. Nico Dallas says, yes, another movie night. Poor Derek got dragged a bit. Laughed my effing ass. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Derek. Okay, yeah, we did drag Derek. Y'all wanted him blocked. I'm like, we can't block him. You know, we're all trying to figure out the thing. The annotations were on the video. So Derek was on there drawing on the movie, like writing words. We're like, who the hell is Derek? Y'all was like, get Derek out of here now. But we figured it out. We took off the annotations. We took it off so nobody could like write on the movie anymore. But it was so funny. Poor Derek was so confused. He's like, I'm just trying to make it in the room. But he was like typing shit and writing stuff. It was a mess, honey. But we finally got it together. So it's all good. Alexis sent $14.99. She says, okay, hair. Thank you so much, Alexis. Thanks for coming through. Appreciate you, sis. DJ Kane says, hey, T, it's DJ Kane. I'm going to Wendy's. Do you want anything? Okay, give me some fries. Fries and barbecue sauce, and I don't do ketchup. Give me some fries, barbecue sauce, and a damn malt. And I appreciate you, okay? Thank you so much for the super chat. So let me see how many people got in here. We got close to 4,000 people. Yes. So we can go ahead and get started here. Shout out to the Discord gang. What's up, Bree from NYC? So we got to talk about this Ryan Henry situation. It has gotten crazier. And all this has proven to me is that Ryan Henry is a huge narcissist. Okay. On the Discord, we call him Roadway Henry. Ryan Roadway Henry on the Discord, right? That's the name they came up with because he's for the streets. Okay. You know, I think we all gave Ryan the benefit of the doubt, one, because he's fine. Okay. We're not going to take away from his looks. He's very handsome. Okay. Especially now that he's been working out. Body's on point. Okay. Nice teeth. Pretty smile. Okay. Let me stop. Okay. So we're not going to take away from the fact that he's fine, right? But I think a lot of us gave him the benefit of the doubt because we thought, you know, this is a, you know, a black man, whatever, Blasian man, you know, working, trying to take care of his family. He wants to be with his baby's mother. You know, he's trying to run this shop and he has all these crazy people in the shop like Van hating on him and, you know, just a bunch of drama. So we kind of felt bad for him the same way we felt bad for Big Hit Tim. Remember, Tim is bad built and funny looking, but we never clowned him. We were like, he's a black man trying to run a restaurant. Then we found out his ass was a damn killer, okay? So I think that's the same thing that we gave Ryan the benefit of the doubt because Ryan is fine. But this facade, like this whole thing has just crumbled. And it even makes me go back and think about how he did Kat. Remember him and Kat, they had their little fling. And when Kat finally decided to tell Ryan's baby's mother what was going on, it's like Kat instantly became the bad guy. And, you know, for all we know, he could have been running all types of game on Kat. Tell me, let's start our own. You know, we could be like the male and female version of Caesar and Duchess. I feel like he may have been saying that to Kat. Because remember, Kat at one point was smashing four. All these people in these shops smash each other. So at first it was Kat and four. Then four got with Nikki. Then all of a sudden, Ryan was low-key smashing her, but then trying to work with his baby's mother as well. And to be honest with y'all, I will even say this. I feel like the reason why he's so accepting of Rachel's other child, the one that she had, I think, by Jason Derulo or somebody like that, because she ended up having a baby. Her and Ryan broke up. She got pregnant. But Ryan had been cheating on her. And I think why he was so accepting of that child is because he really dogged Rachel out. You know what I'm saying? And he, you know, it's like a guilt thing. So let me just go ahead and just accept all of this because he really messed up that relationship. So I just think like Ryan is definitely for the streets. I don't know why he decided to even talk to his Instagram audience because all he did was just basically prove what everybody had been saying, that he's narcissistic. He did not apologize for his actions and then had the nerve to blame all this shit on his bipolar. All of a sudden he's bipolar. It's mental illness. I didn't know that that being bipolar and mentally ill made you just sling your dick all over Chicago like damn Tic Tacs. Stop blaming mental illness for everything. Just say that you're a hoe, okay? And you know you look good and you just want to test the waters with everybody. I'd have respected that than him trying to say, oh my gosh, I was going through a manic episode and my dick slipped in his baby mama. He didn't say that. But that's basically what he was damn trying to imply. And I wasn't falling for it. All I saw was a bunch of narcissism. So let me go ahead and play you guys a little snippet of what Ryan Henry had to say this weekend on Instagram. I wasn't feeling it at all. I thought he was just full of crap. So give me just a second here to pull this up, share my screen. All right, Mr. Ryan Henry. Let me remove myself from here. So just listen to this nonsense. He's swallowing hard and shit.
In the last week, you know, it came out that that I had slept with a friend of mine's ex and also the mother of his child, which happened to also be my godson's mother. That was true. There were some situations where that happened almost about 2 years ago. And then more recently, within the last like 2 months. And then y'all got this last week, and it's been seemingly as much as it was coming out repetitively that I wasn't saying nothing about it and that I didn't care. That wasn't the situation. That's far from what it is. I think literally when y'all got the information, I was in Vegas. But one big part about that is that, you know, myself and all the parties involved, you know, we had talked. We had talked because this had – come about a week and a half before that. It's like in the last week, you know, it came out that that I had slept with a friend of mine's ex and also the mother of his child. Even in the times where these things come up, it's like, you know, you ask yourself a million times, like, you know, why did I and why do I hurt people that I care about? You know, and these are things that, you know, people go through. Just in my position, you know, nothing can't be any wrong. So, you know, it's just like, but these are things I've had to deal with myself. You know, I don't want to make any excuses for what I've done. But everybody keep asking, like, it's like two different explanations for it, or two explanations for it, you know. So people who know me most and people who know me the closest, you know what I mean, know that over times and a lot of times, even because I had it very well, you know, I mean, I've been in some pretty dark places at certain times. You know, I battled with, you know, my internal mental health for a couple years, you know, years and years, a lot of things that I haven't dealt with. And ultimately, even in the times where these things come up.
I'm laughing at these tiny violins. Ryan, you are full of shit. Okay, all of a sudden it's his mental health. Oh, I've been in a dark place. Not too dark, though, because Ryan get more pussy than a little bit. Okay? Your place ain't too damn dark. Most people who are depressing in a dark place can't get ass. Ryan stays fucking something. Ryan, shut up. Now, this is why I say he's a narcissist. When everything first came out, did Ryan come out and apologize and explain his side? Oh, hell no. He was in the club talking shit. Now, this video has some music in it, so I'm going to mute it. But you can see what he wrote on there. He says, that bitch can fuck me, bruh, and we'll never, ever have an issue. That doesn't sound apologetic. That doesn't sound like you're sorry, Ryan. Sounds like you're damn bragging. Y'all go ahead and watch this. He's full of shit. So I had to mute it, but y'all see him in the club smiling, pretty teeth, bobbing his head, having a good old funky time. So I'm confused, Ryan. Like, how are we? Oh, you know, I've been through stuff and I'm in the public eye. So no, nobody knew any of this. This is what you was doing. The public eye had nothing to do with this. Your best friend busted you out. You know, so I think Ryan is full of shit. Okay, I think he's the type, he's let his good looks and the fact that he's working out now and his body's on point, it's gone to his head and it's gone to his ego. This man has single-handedly caused more chaos in this shop.
Even in the times where he's
than
been.
Anybody else. He's caused a lot of mess in this shop. He's literally smashed everybody in the damn shop. And now I'm starting to think maybe Van wasn't so crazy after all. Because Van was always saying Ryan was arrogant and he would do little sneaky stuff. He portrays himself on camera one way, but behind the scenes, he's a terror. He's a pussy terror. I'm sorry, but Ryan, you need to sit the hell down with that lame ass excuse. So now, and I'm telling this was just a snippet. This video was 17 minutes long. Oh, that was just the part that we narrowed it down to. It was a bunch of hard swallowing. Did y'all hear his hard swallows? Gulp, gulp. I was like, Ryan's ass is nervous as hell. He done had a whole sit down to explain why he's out here being a damn roadway and just slinging his peen all over damn Chicago. Ryan's a mess, honey. We go ahead and read some of these damn comments. Okay, let's see here. Julita Ben Musaba sends $239 in Swedish money. She says, love, 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 longtime watcher since the super chapter. Keep doing you. P.S. I live in Sweden. Thank you so much, love. Thank you for the super chat. I appreciate it. Let's see here. Roxanne sent 20. She says, yeah, I caught your live. Keep up the good work. Thank you so much, sis. Thanks for coming through. Patricia Austin says, hey, gorgeous. I have to go to work. I'll catch the replay at work. Many, many blessings to you and your family. Love your realness. Love you, queen. Love you too, sis. And thank you for coming through. Thank you for the super chat. Let's see here. Young Kobe sent 5. Says T, I suffer from a mental disorder called future that causes me to sleep with multiple women. Left my ass off. Cut it the fuck out. Yeah, I've never heard of that mental disorder. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure a lot of people would like to be diagnosed with that. Let me just diagnose me with a mental disorder that just causes me to give good dick all over Chicago. I want that mental illness. These dudes are a damn trip. Oh, it's my mental illness. I can't stop slinging my beef stick from season to season. He's so bad, he fucked somebody in a whole nother show. Come on now. You smashed Kitty, and that was Caesar's girlfriend on Black Ink Crew New York. Ryan is ratchet, okay? But because he's fine, we've gave him excuses time and time. But this was too much. This was a final straw, okay? We see through all that handsomeness. You're ratchet. Bree from NYC sent $4.99. She says, hey, T, sending love as always for the next movie night. Can it be an old school horror film like Halloween, Scream, or Nightmare on Elm Street? We can put them out there, and it's going to be majority decides. So thank you so much for the super chat. I appreciate you. So now, let's see here. Highly Protected says, T, can you post a new Discord link? I just joined the membership, by the way. Pretty men is a heartache waiting to happen. Yeah, them pretty boys ain't no joke, honey. Yeah, the new Discord link will be posted after I get done with the live stream. So I'll post it on YouTube, and I will post it on Patreon. So just remember to go to the community section of YouTube to see it. Alladade McKenzie sent five. She says, Ryan single dangly plate the shop. Oh, yeah. He caused a lot of mess in that shop from him messing with all them women. If you guys remember, Danielle and Charmaine were really close. Then remember, Ryan and Danielle had their little thing. And then all of a sudden, the next season, him and Charmaine were real close. They never admitted to really smashing, but you could tell he smashed. He was paying for Charmaine's car to not get repossessed, giving her extra money. She don't tattoo. She's a shitty receptionist. What are we paying her for? And then you notice Danielle and Charmaine, they're not as close as they once were when the show first started. So yeah, that damn eggplant done been some places. Let's see here. Tobias Cox in five. He says, I'm currently at work listening. Hope you're having a blessed day. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Let's see here. Unique Antoinette says, did you see the baby mama's response? We're going to get on the baby mama, sis. Oh, trust me. I got all the damn receipts. I have all the tea. So that was what I had to say about Ryan. Now, let me say this, okay? Let's talk about the man, Anthony Lindsay, the one that has cancer, the one who put all this out there. Now, some people from Chicago were in my comment section and on the last video that I made about him. And they were saying, y'all can verify, I don't know. But they were saying that technically this Anthony Lindsay man is a colorist. Okay? They're saying that at one point in time, a lot of people in Chicago know him and he kind of, you know, disrespected Black women. This is what they were saying. It's all alleged. Okay. It's all alleged. But that's what folks were saying. So I know a lot of folks feel bad for him. But I give folks the side eye because he said something in his rebuttal to his baby's mother. And we'll talk about that in just a second. Okay. So now, after Ryan Henry came out with his bullshit explanation for how his peen got in, you know, in his best friend's baby mother's cooch. Okay. She decided to come out and speak. So before she spoke, she went to post all these pictures of her abuse. I'm like, well, how'd it go from you fucking Ryan to now you're being abused? So she's posting all these abuse pictures. Oh, I was scratched and I was beat up. And I'm not making fun, but I'm just like, talk about the topic at hand. Okay. Did you fuck Ryan or not? Let me go ahead and show y'all these pictures. Okay. Because she was clearly looking for sympathy. So this was her. She took to social media and she's posting all these pictures and she wrote a long dissertation. I'm not reading all that shit. Y'all can go back and read it, but I'm gonna just show y'all the pictures. So here goes another one. Her neck, scratches, shoulder bruises, stuff on her chest, more bruises, More, I mean, hell, a whole bunch of damn bruises. She used all the slides available on Instagram, even her knees fucked her up, right? So that's what she was saying. Well, then, and then she was posting more stuff. She made a part two. She wrote a whole part two. I'm not going to go through all that. So then he comes back and he responds, okay? So this is what he responds. He says, here's the police report from that day. Her crazy ass was fighting me. It shows me as the victim. I refuse to press charges. I refuse to even post this back then. Public record, go look it up. So he had posted this police report the same day that she said she was abused. And then he also posted this text message from her where basically she's apologizing for her behavior, saying there's no explanation or excuse. I really, really fucked up the things I did. So he's posting like all their messages between, and I'm not going to read all this bullshit because all these people are just, you know, they're all weirdos. So anyhow, let me show y'all this other video. Is this the video? This is her in the club drunk. There's some music, so I'm just going to play a snippet. So y'all hear the music. She's drunk as hell, right? So keep all that in mind real quick. Keep all that in mind. Let me come back on the screen. Okay, so now, once he posted his rebuttal to her, like, hold up now, you're not going to sit here and just act like I abused you. She comes and she does a 7-minute video on her Instagram, basically explaining her side. I'm not going to show the whole 7 minutes, but I'm going to show some of it. And then when he posted the rebuttal with the police report, she came back and she spoke further. So I'm going to show y'all that as well. So y'all go ahead and check this out. Yeah, she's white. Look, brother says she's white girl raced it. Yes, she is. Yes, she is. You know, again, we're going to talk about it. You know, I got something to say. Let me go ahead and play what she got to say. And I'm going to go ahead and address Anthony Lindsay as well. OK, y'all get ready, honey. Y'all know they love the spice. Ay, 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 muy caliente. They love that shit. Huh. Until the chickens come home to roost. Let me go ahead and pull her video up. Give me just a second here and find her damn video. Y'all watch this.
On my relationship with Anthony and everything that I've been through with him. And then I wanted to come on here really quick and just talk about that briefly. Just so you guys can see who you're lifting up and who you are, you know, defending so hard in this situation, because this person is not exactly the best person in the world. He's not so innocent out there. And so I wanted to also make that very clear. But to begin, I just wanted to take accountability for what I've done. In no way, shape, or form was it right. I don't feel as though it is something that I should have done. You know, I was selfish. I wasn't thinking. I didn't really care about anybody's feelings at that point. And it's terrible. But I can sit here and tell you guys that that's truly what was going through my brain. I wasn't thinking about how this was affecting everybody else. It was a selfish decision. Not exactly the best person in the world. He's not so innocent out there. And so I wanted to also make that very clear. But to begin, I just wanted to take accountability for what I've done. In no way, shape, or form was it right. I don't feel as though it is something that I should have done. You know, I was selfish. I wasn't thinking. I didn't really care about anybody's feelings at that point. And it's terrible. But I can sit here and tell you guys that's truly what was going through my brain. I wasn't thinking about how this was affecting everybody else. It was a selfish decision in my part. You know, at the time, I hear a lot of people saying, like, where's your loyalty? Like, how could you do that? You know, I had no loyalty for Anthony. I really didn't. And again, I wasn't thinking about everybody else in the situation. Either subconsciously, this presented an opportunity for revenge or whatever you guys want to call it. At that time, I wasn't thinking about it. I was just thinking about how I was going to be satisfied in that moment and, you know, whatever. With Ryan, you know, a friendship developed from, you know, the beginning when I had began dating Anthony. You know, I never knew who Ryan was. I only knew of him. Anthony claimed that was his best friend, that was going to be our son's godfather. okay, cool. You know, you guys can see in our feeds and go all the way, scroll all the way down to see, you know, where we were at as a family. We went on vacations together. We spent a lot of time together. You know, over that time, I got to know Ryan as a person and as well as everybody else in his family and his, you know, line of friendships. And he was someone that I was able to confide in, you know, during the time that I was, you know, the many turmoils of my relationship with Anthony. You know, Anthony and I were never married. I was never engaged even to him. We held a relationship. It was short lived. It lasted for maybe 3 years. For the first, you know, I guess maybe 6 to 8 months of us dating, it was perfect. And then, you know, I began to see who he was as a person, abusive. Let's just put it there. Friends and family who know me, who know my story, who know me from the beginning, who followed me from the very beginning, have poured out their support because they know that at the end of the day, what I did was wrong and I take full responsibility for it. But, okay, this person is dragging it to be something that it's, you know, way bigger than the pile of things that he's done to me alone. I can't even speak for who else he's abused in the past or whatever. Either subconsciously this presented an opportunity for revenge or whatever you guys want to call it. At that time, I wasn't thinking about it.
Okay. So let me come back on the screen real quick. So you guys heard from her. This is definitely a muy caliente entanglement, okay? All types of spice. So now on top of that, so after he basically brought his receipts showing that, hey, I was the victim. I was abused. This is what she had to say. So I want y'all to watch. Oh, my God. You can't make this shit up. Let me find her damn video. Y'all go ahead and watch this.
Again, choose what you guys want to believe. I don't care. I know what's the truth. I know what I woke up to. I know what I saw. I know what I went to the police for, period. And no one's going to tell my story until, you know, what my abuse was from what the fuck I felt and what the fuck I experienced. So believe what you want, guys. I said my piece. Also, to reiterate to all the people commenting right now, because again, I'll say it for like the 10th time, in no way me posting my abuse is trying to justify what I did, is trying to make an excuse for what I did. All I'm posting it for is to shed light on the person that you guys are defending so crazy and going so hard for, because he's not the person in life either. Of course, two wrongs don't make a right. You're absolutely correct. This in no way, shape, or form is trying to give you guys that. All that it's doing is showing you guys who this person is before you send me death threats and all types of other shit in my DMs and messages and comments.
Ah, don't want to believe. Threatening you, girl. Shut your ass up. Ain't nobody threatening you because you got some dick from Ryan. Bitch, please. Quit trying to over-exaggerate, okay? Any damn ways, I don't feel bad for none of these damn people, okay? Because first and foremost, what I've noticed, what kind of rubbed me wrong with what Anthony said, okay, this woman was abusing you. You were the victim. But you chose not to file police charges. There's a police report, but you chose not to file charges on her. And yeah, you could say, well, that's your baby's mother. You didn't want to go to jail. But then I have the question. If this was a regular black chick from the south side of Chicago, who was your baby's mother, would you have had any problems turning her in if she was the one abusing you? Because see, a lot of these dudes, they get so smitten by a pretty face, because this is her here as well. I'm going to find this other video. Okay, they get so smitten by a pretty face, they lose all damn common sense. Y'all go ahead and watch this.
Bitches be like, I don't even like her, but she pretty though. Bitch, how you don't like me? You don't even know me. Bitches be like, I don't even like her, but she pretty though. Bitch, how you don't like me? You don't even know me.
Okay, so that right there, you know, people love, honey. They love the spice. But then when shit gets spicy, they got to run to the bathroom. Now it's an issue. I'd have respected him had his ass actually pressed charges on her back when she was allegedly abusing him. Okay? Because now what she's done is spin the whole narrative and state that you're the abuser. Now, I'm not going to say that she wasn't abused because I wasn't there. It ain't my business. What I'm going to say is this. Real women who are in abusive relationships are terrified of their abusers. Please find me a woman who's being beaten like that, who's supposedly terrified of their abuser, but they're not too terrified to fuck their best friend. Does that make any sense to you? That makes no sense to me. Most women who are in abusive relationships, the last thing you want to do is piss off that man who's kicking your ass. And what better way to piss him off would be by smashing his best friend. So he couldn't have been too much of an abuser because you weren't scared to go when, you know what I'm saying, I'm a ride, Ryan. I'm a ride, Ryan. I'm a ride. Okay, can we talk about it? Can we say the truth? A woman who is scared to death of getting her ass whooped by her man who's crazy as hell, you're not going to go fuck your man's best friend. So stop with the foolishness, okay? All these people are pitiful. Anthony, I don't feel bad for you because you caused all this drama for no reason. First and foremost, 2 weeks ago, me nor my audience woke up and said, I wonder who Ryan fucked this weekend. I wonder who Ryan's cheating with now. Who? I wonder what, we didn't know who the hell Nina Marie was. Hell, I didn't know who you were before this shit. I feel like he did all this for attention and to get back at Ryan and Nina. For some reason, it started bothering him. He's like, you know what? I'm cancer free. I feel good. And these motherfuckers are living their best life like they didn't do me wrong while I was fighting, you know, through my cancer. So this was his get back. Let's keep that real. Nobody was checking for none of these people. Maybe Ryan, but not the other two. Until he came out and spilt all this tea. So because he wanted to be messy, and now the tea's burning his lap and everybody's calling him an abuser as well, you know, and he's out here looking crazy per his spicy babe mama, I don't feel bad for him. I don't feel bad for none of them. They all look like three fools, if you ask me. I'm a ride, Ryan. Girl, sit your ass down. How you gonna fuck your man's best friend and then you gonna talk about, oh, you're in an abusive relationship? And then what was Ryan supposed to do? Is this is dick heel abuse? Like, what the hell? Well, who was he, the damn abuse peen slayer? He uses his peen to slay abusers? Like, what the hell did you expect Ryan to do besides get some? These people are crazy as hell. Y'all can fall for all this, you know, this sappy shit, and not I. Sounds like a bunch of bullshit to me if you ask me. Ryan out here using his peen to heal people. I heal abuse with my peen. Just write it. You're going to forget all your problems. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay, look, Young Kobe sent $5. He said, next time I'm Muy Caliente Black Ink. Ay-ay-ay. Facts. Thank you, Young Kobe. Cooler sent $5. He says, can you samurai Josh three times like that again? Ooh, who is Josh? I'm a ride Josh. Thank you for the super chat. I'm assuming that you're Josh, right? let's see here. Myron sent $25. He says, I do think if she was black, he would have drug her. Marie from Canada. Oh, Marie. Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I agree. A lot of these dudes, especially when they're athletes, they will allow other races of women to get away with shit that I know for a fact they would not allow a full black woman to get away with. Like I said, if that was a black girl from the south side of Chicago, oh, he'd have called the police and he probably would have knocked her ass out and then caught the police. You know what I'm saying? But with her, she done did all this shit. She's tarnishing your reputation and you admit it. Oh, well, I didn't press charges on her. Why not? Why? And now she's able to use the fact that you didn't press charges on her because you were so smitten against your ass. So I don't feel bad. April G sent the $20 super sticker. Thank you so much, sis. I appreciate it. She says, thank you for being you. Thank you. I appreciate that, sis. Art of Finding a Daddy sent $4.99 says, Nigerian sister, we love you. What do you think about SARS? I talked about it last, like, two videos ago. It's in the title. And I explained everything about it. Thank you so much for the super sticker. For the super chat, excuse me. Dynasty Andrew says, sending love from Miami T. Thank you, Dynasty. Thanks for coming through. Kia 1341 sent $50. She says, love you, T. Thank you so much for the super chat, Kia. Love you too. Thank you so much for coming through. I appreciate it. Honey, this whole situation with them is a mess. It really is, but I have to keep it real. I'm not buying this tale of abuse from that video where she's drunk and the bruises on her leg look like she, you know, she fell trying to get into the car. You know, I'm just not buying it. That's not how people in supposedly terrified relationships behave. You know, I feel like her and Ryan was on some sneaky shit. You know, he's probably out there doing his thing, smashing other girls. You know, I don't think he's innocent in this at all. And then her and Ryan just saw the opportunity and they hooked up because they're just both trifling. It is what it is, you know, but it makes everything just look bad because, again, they're children. OK, Ryan and Rachel's children plus Anthony and Nina's children. They're supposed to be God, you know, siblings, God brothers and sisters. So who suffers in all this bullshit entanglement? It's the kids. It's the kids suffering. And I think that's the worst part. But Nina, you need to go sit your ass down, okay? Enjoy your 15 minutes worth of fame. Ryan, you need to go get tested because you just do way too much smashing for me, okay? He tries to act like he really wants one woman and he wants to settle down with Rachel, but his actions say otherwise. And I really see why Rachel's just like, she's over it. She don't want to be with him. And I remember for a while, people were shaming Rachel. Like, you need to take him back. He's a good man. He runs his own tattoo shop. But my thing is, if somebody cannot be faithful to you, why keep wasting your time and your energy? If he does not respect her, and literally she's being made a fool of on the show because she's being faithful to him, only to find out that he's smashing this woman and smashing that woman. I respect Rachel for saying, you know what? No, I know my self-worth. I'm a beautiful woman. I have my own business. I have myself together. I can get with a man who can respect me and be loyal to me. Too many women be trying to settle just because somebody's fine. Fuck that. He's fine. But if he's, you know, if he's for everybody, who gives a shit? We don't want nobody who's for the streets. Okay. I want you to just be in my sheets, not the sheets of the streets, damn it. So yeah, nah, kudos to Rachel for real talk for knowing her self-worth and getting the hell away from Ryan. Granted, they got kids together. You know, you can co-parent, but all that Ryan be trying to look for sympathy. Y'all remember when he was living in the tattoo shop? I'm like, this man makes good money. Why are you living in the tattoo shop? Once again, looking for sympathy. You know what I'm saying? Looking for females to feel bad for him because he tries to portray a certain character on the show. There was no reason for me living in that tattoo shop and then trying to pretend like he was trying to beg Rachel to take him back. And when Rachel told him no, then what'd he do? He went and got himself an apartment. He just does stuff just to, you know, to garner sympathy. And I'm over it. I'm over all this foolishness. Let's see here. Jersey Candy says, if somebody has sent that to the popo knowing that there's alleged abuse, somebody was getting locked up. Exactly. Exactly. With all them bruises on her body, and then he's a black man in the NFL, oh, his ass would have been arrested and locked up on the spot. So I'm not buying either one of their stories. Vanessa Williamson, $4.99, she says she's wrong, all overboard. Shake my head, LOL, Ryan is for everybody. He really is, honey. Jamaican Chick sent $5. Thank you so much for the super chat, sis. I appreciate it. April Neal sent $5 as well. So, yeah, this whole Ryan Henry situation is a hot mess. We got over 9,000 people watching. Please make sure you hit the like if you're enjoying this stream. If I'm making you laugh, hit that like button. It's free. Okay, thank you. Appreciate you. So now let's go ahead and talk about, you know, folks are still out here scamming PPE and EDD. So if you guys do not know, a rapper got popped the other day. I got to show y'all this. This is a hot damn mess. He's an L.A. rapper. And so he made this song. I'm not going to lie. I posted the song on my Instagram. The song is kind of a bop. I mean, the song, you know what I'm saying? They had me bopping my head. It was kind of a hit. Okay, but basically in that song, he's bragging about stealing unemployment money. You know, I don't understand why people think like the government is not going to come back for their shit. And like I've been telling people, remember, y'all was all the government steals from us, T, so we can do whatever we want to the government. And it's like, yes, the government does shady stuff, but that doesn't mean anything. OK, they're going to come back for their shit. They can, you know what I mean? They can do what they want to do. Unfortunately, you don't have that luxury. So this young man was out here stealing all types of stuff. And he was in Cali. So he was doing all types of unemployment fraud. And now he's been popped. And they're talking about he's looking at almost 20 years in prison. So I'm going to go ahead and play you guys this news article real quick. Y'all got to go ahead and check this shit out. This is crazy. You can't make this stuff up at this point.
Department of Justice says a rapper who bragged in a music video about getting rich from an unemployment scam is now facing federal charges. According to a criminal complaint, 31-year-old Fontrell Antonio Baines exploited the pandemic unemployment assistance provision of the Federal Coronavirus Act. He applied for more than $1.2 million in jobless benefits. Federal officials say right now he lives in Hollywood Hills, and in a video, he bragged he's going to get stacks of these while holding up envelopes from EDD. A second man in the video raps, quote, "You gotta sell cocaine, I just file a claim." If convicted, Baines faces up to 22 years in federal prison. Katie Johnston for CBS.
I like how she tried to rap. "You gotta sell cocaine, I just gotta file a claim." Like, girl, shut up. But the song was a bop, though. I mean, it was a really good song, but I'm like, this is, again, we live in the world right now, and I think part of it is social media. Narcissism is at an all-time high. I mean, the fact that you would go into a studio and literally make a song where you are bragging about stealing government funds that was set aside for COVID relief says a lot. I mean, we're just living in it's like everybody just has the Jezebel narcissistic spirit in them. It just does not make any sense. Why are you telling on yourself? Like, we grew up in the era, if you did some dirt, if you did some dumb shit, you kept it to your damn self. Hell, you took it to the grave with you. But now these folks are doing dirt, then they're going to social media, and all you're doing is just making the police's job, the government's job, even easier. But like I said, the song was a bop. You know, that's the shining lining in this. At least he could rap. It was a good song, but come on now. Like, how are you bragging about stealing government money? Let me go ahead and show you. There was another dude who went viral. This video is funny. Let me see if I could find it. Once again, narcissism. And basically, he went viral because he got shot. Him and his friend stole some money from him for drugs. And so he went to go confront his friend about robbing him. And then his crackhead friend shot him. So instead of him, you know, rushing to go to the hospital. Oh, no, not these kids. His ass ran to social media. He posted on TikTok. This video is a trip. I'm going to show it to y'all real quick. This video, I'm just like, the narcissism that we're seeing in 2020 is getting crazy and crazy. I got to see this shit.
You go, bitch.
I hope you see me.
As he's talking, now we're not making him talk.
I love you,
Johnny.
Thanks for letting me live with you.
Oh,
he's
no,
not my bitch.
I'll be straight.
Say it again. My name is Emma.
I'm a go-getter. I've always loved everyone around me. Carlos, post this on my story.
That ended him. Me dying. He is literally holding his chest because he was shot in the chest twice. Okay? And he's like, Carlos, post this on my story. It's like, what? I feel like we're in the Twilight Zone here. You've been shot. How about you tell Carlos to drive you to the hospital or to call an ambulance? Post this on my story. Honey, when I seen that, I couldn't do nothing but break out and laugh. And I said, this world is getting crazy and crazy by the day, honey. Asha sent a $19.99 super sticker. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, sis. Anna Bindi says, love you, T. Just want to show my support and appreciation. Your hard work shows. Keep doing you. Support from New York. Thank you so much, sis, and thank you for coming through. I appreciate that. Luna P007 says, yes, the government is shady, but the difference between us and the government is that the government has the power to get away with it. Girl, you better preach. I wish people would learn the difference. You know, you can't compare yourself to the government. You can't say because they're doing something, you're allowed to do it too. That's just not how it works. You know, and I wish people realize that. The sooner they realize that, the you know, the quicker they'd be out of damn jail. Let's see here. Miss Scully B says, hey, T, movie night was fire. You should read slash listen to Grown by Tiffany D. Jackson based off of R. Kelly's case. Swear she's a tea sipper because at the end she said the same exact stuff you always say. Thank you so much. And thank you for the super chat. I appreciate it, sis. Let's see here. Monica Davis says, this is why I mess with rappers like D Smoke. His new song, Rapture, is literally about protecting and respecting Black women. Can't get popped for that. No, you can't. Thank you so much for the super chat. Hello, Katie12 says, hey, T, been a tea sipper since this year. I literally forgot which video made me subscribe, but I have never turned back. Sending love. Stay well. Thank you so much. Thank you for the super chat. I appreciate it. Thank you. Ilhan Essay sent $9.99. Thank you so much. Yeah, this whole situation is crazy. We are definitely living in the upside down world, you know, at this point, when people are sitting here taking every little thing to social media, you know, everything from this affair with Ryan and Nina, you know, Anthony taking that to social media, you know, then we have this young boy getting shot. And the first thing he thinks is, let me post this on TikTok, as opposed to getting to a hospital. And then, you know, you got people bragging about just doing dirt and taking that to social media as well. So that whole situation is crazy. So now before I go, y'all are wilding in this chat. Before I go, I want to go ahead and talk about the whole Magic Johnson, Janet Jackson tea, okay? Now, if you guys remember a few streams ago, I was talking about how back in the day, like how I feel like everybody's acting brand new with social media, as if, you know, there weren't older guys talking to younger girls back in the day. As if, you know, when I was in high school, there weren't grown men pulling up to the high school, giving girls rides home and stuff like that, right? So you've always had the older guy, younger girl dynamic. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying it is what it is. I'm not going to act brand new. You know what I'm saying? You know, R. Kelly is guilty of what he's guilty of, but trust and believe, R. Kelly is not alone. And we had a really good discussion on Discord where for a lot of the young ones, they were shocked. We had to, you know, kind of slightly drag Jay-Z and Beyonce. You know, Beyonce coming through as a little, you know, side chick and messing up some stuff that Jay-Z had going on as well. You know, so it's like none of these people are innocent in the industry. So now, if you guys do not know, there's some new pictures that have surfaced and it's causing a lot of backlash. So this is a 16-year-old Janet Jackson. She was at the American Music Awards. She was there to give to get on stage and give out an award. And so Magic Johnson, who was 24 years old at the time, was photographed kissing a 16-year-old Janet Jackson. Okay. These pictures are just kind of like, wow, I wasn't expecting this. So let me go ahead and show you this really quick here for the folks who haven't seen it. That is Magic Johnson and Janet Jackson. And you see how he's kissing her? He got his whole tongue in her damn 16-year-old mouth. And there's lots of people there. You know, they're not in a secret dressing room. There's folks there. Everybody's watching. And then this is after he gets done kissing her. Big old Kool-Aid smile. Woo! Look at that big ass smile. Look at Janet. She's 16 here. Look at the Black woman in the background. I don't know who that is. So like I said, it was so acceptable back then. Y'all thought I was being funny. No, I was being dead serious. That's just how it is. I'm not saying that it was okay, but that's just what it was. you know, Magic Johnson. And then from what I heard, they were saying, because they were dragging him on Twitter, honey. He was all types of pedophiles. Then they're saying that supposedly they were dating. So here goes some more pictures of them later on in life. So this is Janet and Magic Johnson. Here you can see she's a little bit older now. But yeah, people were saying that they were dating. So maybe them dating each other started from this weird kiss. Who knows? But the whole situation is crazy. But yeah, that's that vintage tea. So all that is coming back. So it's like, so, where do you go from here? Are y'all going to boycott Magic Johnson as well? I wouldn't be surprised. I'm not saying that they did sleep together, but, you know, if they did, I wouldn't be surprised, because that's how it was back then. You know, people only try to act new in 2020. Let me read these comments here. Yo, where was Cookie? Oh, shit. Was Cookie around back then? I don't know. Where was Cookie? Was he married? I had assumed the way he had his tongue down her throat, he was single. But maybe he was with Cookie. You know, I had to drag Cookie one time, buddy. I don't pay Cookie no mind. She be trying to add like her whole situation is so, oh, I held my man down and, oh, and I was here. Girl, you're crazy as cat shit. The only reason why you held Magic Johnson down through his HIV diagnosis and all that shit is because he had money. Had he been, just regular, I keep saying Raheem. Had he been Malachi Johnson from the hood, who was diagnosed with HIV, and then you didn't have it, bitch, you'd have left, okay? So I wasn't feeling that. Remember she tried to shame people when she was doing that interview with Oprah about, you know, how people should stand by their man? Absolutely fucking not. You stood by him because he had money. No, I don't, Cookie be trying to push that bullshit. No, ladies. Move the fuck around if your man is doing all that. He stayed cheating on her. Somebody Google. This was 1986. Was he with Cookie Johnson or not? Because the way he's tonguing her down, who knows? But Magic Johnson wasn't faithful. But yeah, she tried to spin that shit when she was talking to Oprah. Yeah, I held him down even through all that. Bitch, you're the dummy. We're not doing that. It's easy to hold somebody down when they got money and status. Don't try and push that out there to just regular smuggler women who have to get up and go to work every day. It's not their job to hold down somebody who's potentially bringing them a life-threatening illness. Girl, bye. She's always been a weirdo with that one. Oh, Cookie was there. Hold up now. Royce says Cookie was there. Magic and Cookie were college sweethearts from Michigan State. Oh! So he was with Cookie when he was tugging down the 16-year-old Janet Jackson. Oh, Magic Johnson ain't shit. I wasn't expecting that one. So he was with Cookie and trying to get Janet's cookies. Look at that. I'm telling you, this 90s and 80s tea is like the craziest. I was not expecting that. I'm glad y'all brought that up because, you know, from that kiss, I forgot all about damn Cookie. I forgot she was there. let's see here. Ilhan Essay says, from Minneapolis, love you, T. Been an OG tea sipper. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you for the super chat, love. We'll see Janet and Paula. I remember he did used to mess with Paula Abdul. He did used to mess with her. I remember that. Let's see here. Janet was 20. No, they said she was 16, hon, in that picture. Should have been eating on Cookie. Wait. Should have been eating the cookie he already had, not the 16-year-old Janet. Yeah, I don't know. That whole situation is nuts. So anyways, they've been dragging him literally for like the past 3 days on social media. When I seen that picture, I was kind of surprised. I didn't know that, you know, I never knew they dated and I didn't know he got down with her like that. I was surprised at that picture. But like I said, that was the time it was back then. It wasn't like a big deal. Now, before we drag him too much, you notice whenever it comes to white celebrities or white rock and roll people, everything's hush hush. How come Steven Tyler having a live-in 13-year-old girlfriend? Why doesn't that ever just, you know, sporadically come up every few months on Twitter? That only comes up like once every 10 years. And then it, you know, gets taken off of social media. put a teacup, if you guys know about Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, and I'm an Aerosmith fan. Dude looks like a lady. I know that damn music, okay? But that does not negate that he had a 13-year-old girlfriend. And the parents basically gave their daughter away to Steven. Who knows about that? Put a teacup. See, ain't a lot of teacups. There's a few. Mm-hmm. So you guys notice that tea just never sporadically pops up? Let me go ahead and see if I can look it up. Yeah, a lot of this stuff was normalized back then. Elvis Presley, too. Let's see here. Oh, my bad. She was 14. I was a year off. She was 14 years old. Let me go ahead and show y'all this tea. A lot of folks don't know about this. I see a lot of shocked faces. Give me just a second. She was 14, not 13. So, yeah, that was her right next to him. So it says here, Steven Tyler once had a 14-year-old girlfriend that her parents signed over to him. It's a very interesting read. 1975. Things were a lot different back then. But she spoke out in 2011. And she basically talked about it. She lived with them for like a few years. Yeah, the whole situation is just kind of really dark. But yeah, her parents handed her over to Steven Tyler at the age of 14. So, you know, the stuff in the industry goes deep, you know, so, but it's just funny that it's always the black ones who end up going viral for stuff. But yeah, Jerry Lee Lewis was one, Elvis Presley and Priscilla Presley. I mean, I think Priscilla was like 13, if I'm not mistaken, maybe I am mistaken, but I know she was really young when her and Elvis got together. So, like I said, even some of y'all's grandparents. Some of y'all's grandfathers are 20 years older than your grandmother. How you doing? So, yeah, the whole situation is crazy. You know, it hasn't, I don't think it's really changed. I just feel like a lot more people are a bit more careful or more cautious, or they play it off better because they know in this era, you get caught and you're, you know, 30 years old and you're caught with somebody who's 16, 17, that could be the end of your career, you know, so. Yeah, so anyways, you guys, I've been on here for an hour. This has been a wonderful stream. I had a really good time with you guys. I hope I made you guys laugh and, you know, have fun. It was cool talking about the whole Ryan Henry situation with Nina Marie, you know, digging into all this. So I'm going to go ahead and get ready to jump off of here. Let me read these last super chats before I go. Let's see here. Jennifer Wade says he married Cookie afterwards. He left Cookie at the altar a few times. He married to his oldest son's mom. Janet was 16 going on 17 in 1983. Thank you so much for the super chat, sis. So he left Cookie at the altar a few times. Okay. That's interesting because the way she be talking so highly, honey. Let's see here. Lynn sent a 99-cent super sticker. Thank you so much for the super sticker, Lynn. Let's see who else. Alora Marie says, I'm going to leave Will. I'm going to leave Will. I'm going to leave Will. I need to make a t-shirt that says that because that's like a tea sipper thing. You know how there's just certain jokes for certain channels. Other people are like, what the hell is she talking about? But we get it, you know, because we're here. I need to do that. All right, you guys, don't forget to hit the like button. Once again, thank you guys for joining me on this Monday. I will be back again later on in the week with another live stream. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. Enjoy the rest of your evening. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.